So it says in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, Perek Aleph, Siman Hey. It says, Yomim Yutzaru V'Loy Echad Bahem. That Hashem created many days. V'Loy, that there's a Kri Uksiv over here. V'Loy with an Aleph, but the Kri is Loy with a Vav. Of course, is a remnant to Elul. Echad Bahem, that Hashem has one day of the year which belongs to Him. So El Yonavi tells us, Zeh Yom HaKippurim Yisrael. It's Yom Kippur. He says, L'fi shahaysa simcha g'dolif ne'akadosh baruch hu, she'nasana bi'av rab l'Yisrael. It's a big simcha that Hashem gives us today of Yom Kippur. Mashlu mashal ma'ad v'dayim. What is this compared to? Tamelech basa v'dam. Shahayu avadu v'vnei v'yisa ma'itzin es hazvalin. That the people of the house of the king, that they come and they take out the garbage, and they're mashlechit pesach beis ha'melech. They put it at the Pesach Beis HaMelech. And when the Melech sees this, he's very happy. He says, "Husameach simcha gedolah to see all the zevel." So too, Yom Kippur is like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a day, be'ahav rabu, be'simcha. Not just that, he's meichel av v'nesen sh'yisrael, and without any atzus b'libo, ela sameach simcha gedolah. It's obviously very puzzling. Why does the Melech have simcha when he sees the zevel at the Pesach HaBayis? Why should that make him happy? So Rav Bunim has a Torah where he's quoted in Torah Simcha, Simen Kufav, where he explains with a mashal that a king or a father who has a sick son from Toilaim, from worms, from maggots, whatever it is, and then they take out the toilaim and the son becomes better. The father is very happy to see the toilaim. Because how much he loves the son, he's happy to see that the toilaim have been separated from his son. And that's why they place it, Pesach Beis HaMelech. So that the king can have a nachas to see that this garbage, dahainu, this choyli, which is inside of the son, look, here it is before you, it's no longer in your son. So too, the Zevel represents the Averos, the Midos Psulos, which we have. That in Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu extracts it from Bnei Yisrael and puts it on the Sar Azazel and casts it away. And then he has a lesson here, Kasher Hashem Yisborach Roya Oysam. When Hashem sees it, Ein Kan Oy Toilaim Klal. It's no longer considered to be Toilaim, because the Avonos becomes Zuchuyos. This is what he adds. That when the Melech sees it, it's no longer Zeva. That it has a transformation, that it becomes Zchuyos. And of course, this is the whole idea of Yom HaKippurim, that through the Av Rabba Yisrael and the Simcha, which Elyonav is describing, it transforms the Psoilos and the Avonos of Klal Yisrael to becoming Zchuyos. Just to discuss a little bit this idea of the great Simcha and Yom Kippur, which leads, of course, into Sukkot, which is Zman Simchaseinu, and the idea of transforming Averos into Mitzvos, which we've spoken about in the past. We have to ask ourselves, what and from where do we build the sukkah from? What is the sukkah made out of? So we've spoken in the past that the way that the sukkah is made is from an eitz. That you take an eitz, and from that eitz you make a sukkah. That the walls of the sukkah are from the bark of the tree. That the ornaments, which we decorate the sukkah with, those are from the fruits themselves, which we hang in the tree, in the sukkah. And the schach comes, of course, from the branches and from the leaves. Okay, cultivate me. And the schach is from the branches and from the leaves of the seitz. The idea that we make big simcha, and the taking of this eitz and building a sukkah, Not only do we make the sukkah out of things which grow from the ground, but we even make the arba minim are things which come from the ground. We spoke about in the past how this has to do with the idea of Elul being a zman, which the Balatanya, well known, describes the melech basadeh, that the melech is in the sadeh, that we say, Yalo sadeh v'chol asher boyu, all ziranin u'kol atzayar, lifnei Hashem kivadish boyu tisarez, that before Hashem comes to judge the world, there's a bit simcha in the sadeh, and the big simcha which the sadeh has, in the fact that the melech has come to the sadeh, that he comes to the fields, this is already Hashem planting the seeds, kevyachol, for the zman simcha sein of sukkahs, that we're going to take this simcha of the yalo sadeh v'chol asher boy, that the eitzim, that the simcha which they had, that the melech is basadeh, and the arbaminim, that they're so happy that the melech is basadeh, the hashras hashchina which is in the sadeh, I'm going to take from that arbaminim, we're going to take from that the eitzim which is going to build the sukkah. When we think about the origins of the sukkah, going a little bit back to Rosh Hashanah, as we spoke about before, Bakesel Yam Chagenu, this kese is really the source of the sukkah, the oisios kese, transform into sukkah. The Yam Chagenu is a remnant to Stam Chag, which is Chag HaSukkos. When we look about the shofar, and the shofar comes from the keren of the aisle. The keren of the aisle is the place of the aisle which is considered to be the psoilus of the aisle. That we know that the keren is formed from the psoilus hamoichin, just like the sa'iris, like the hair which is grown from the head, Chazal tell us, comes from the psoilus hamoichin, from the part of the mayach which is called psoilus. So too, the horn which grows on the head of the aisle comes from the psoilus, from the garbage of the psoilus of the moichin of the aisle. And it's from that shofar which we blow on Rosh Hashanah. What this tells us is that the Yeshua which Klal Yisrael has in Rosh Hashanah comes from the place of psoilus, from the psoilus of the aisle. In general, the psoilus of a behema, like that of an aisle, which of course refers to the excrement of the behema, so we know that the excrement of a behema can be used to fertilize the ground. Because we know that there's a chain called Doimeim Tzemeach Chayin Medaber. And that's a hierarchy, that the Medaber rules over the Chai, and the Chai rules over the Tzmachim, and the Tzmachim rule over the Doimeim. Which means to say that the psoilus of the one above goes down to the one below. For example, just like the psoilus, that the garbage of a human, right, will be consumption for the Chai. If an Adam, let's say he has garbage on his plate, what does he do? He throws it to his dog, gives it to his animals. That's what the Torah says. When it comes to nevelas, la kelev tashlichon esai. Right? You give it to the chai. Because the psoilus of the one above is considered to be maichel for the one below. So too, when it comes to the chai, the psoilus of the chai is considered to be chias for the tzmachim below. Like we said before, that the kol shoifa, which comes from the keren ha'ayel, right, that's going to give chiyus to this eitz which grows between Yom Kippurim and Sukkot, that this eitz is megadel from the shofar, that the shofar has the ability to awaken the tzmachim, the koyach of tzmicha, in order to produce the sukkah which we're going to make it from. Like we know that the keren ha-shofar is going to be blown, and it's going to cause a tchiyas ha-meisim. What is tchiyas ha-meisim? Tchiyas ha-meisim is that things will now grow from the ground. Humans will now start to come from the ground. Chazal tell us that the whole process,
Matzmiach,
that's right, of course. Chazal tell us that Gadol, Yidor Liyom HaGishamim, the Tchiyas HaMeisim, that is Shokol Tchiyas HaMeisim, that when things grow from the ground, it's like Tchiyas HaMeisim. That is called the Koyach of Tzmicha. So the Koyach, the Kol Shofar, which is considered to be the Psoilus of the Chai, is going to cause a Tzmicha for the Tzmachim. And that's going to be from where the Sukkah and the Arba Minim come from. So just like the fertilization, which is the actual real psoilus as well, from the bottom part of the animal, not from the psoilus hamoichin, from the psoilus of his maichel, can be used to fertilize, and from that also comes the sukkah and the arba minim. Because the klal is that the psoilus of the one above serves to be a tikkun from the one below. When we take a look at the idea of the Indian of Psyllus, so we find as well by the Mishkan and in other places the idea of how Psyllus was incorporated into these Inyanim. Chazal tell us that when we take a look for a moment at the Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he uses a very interesting term in what he calls the Beis HaMikdash. He says to Hashem Yisborach, Bano banisi beis vulach mochan l'shiftuch ha'ilamim. That the Shlomo Melech says that he refers to the Beis HaMikdash, Banay banisi beis zvulach, I'm going to make a beis zvul. Zvul is a lashon of permanence, like we find by Zvulun. It says, Va'ata yizbaleni ishi. Leah says that now my husband will be attached to me, which means to say that now he'll make my bias, my ohel, his permanent home. Because we know that Rachel was the ikar akeras abayis, and Leah wanted to be the akeras abayis. So by having a sixth child, which she called Zevulun, her tefillah was that Na'ata yizbaleni ishi, now I will be the beis zvul. I'll be the permanent home. So zvul is a lashon of permanence. Yet we know also that zvul is a lashon of zevel. Zevel is a lashon of psilis. And Shlomo Melech says, Banay banisi beis zvulach, that I'm going to make a house of permanence, as he says, Machon neshiftachoy lamin. This idea of zvul being a lashon of permanence and zevel being a lashon of psilis go hand in hand. Because kozman that there's psilis in a davar, if there's going to be psilis, then that thing will not have any kiyum. Like we find by the Luchos Rishonos, that the Luchos Rishonos were destroyed, that the first Maimon Har Sinai was destroyed. Why was the first Maimon Har Sinai destroyed? Because there was a psilis in the camp of Klal Yisrael. What was the psilis in the camp of Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah? Pesel Micha. Pesel Micha means that there was an ounce, there was an akuda of Avodah Zarah, which is in the camps of Klal Yisrael, which gave a malik and a chizah there. Like Chazal tell us, Vayizanev b'cha kol anachashalim acharecha, that they went, Vayizanev, they grabbed onto the tail of Klal Yisrael. Why? Chazal tell us because of Pesel Micha, which is in Machane Dan. They had an achiz on Klal Yisrael. So like when Klal Yisrael, when they crossed over the Yam Suf, and they said, Micha Mecha Be'ilim Hashem, it was a pagam because of the Pesel Micha which was there. There was a pagam in the Giloy of Kriyas Yam Suf, that which they saw as a Keli Van Beyu. The Pesel Micha went along with Klal Yisrael. Not just that, it was the fact that Moshe took the Eir Vav together with Klal Yisrael. That the Eir Vav was a mixture within Klal Yisrael where Moshe was able to mix Psoilus in to the Zed of Klal Yisrael, which is called the Muvchar of Klal Yisrael. There was a mixture of Toi Vera. And because of the presence of the Eir Vav in Matan Torah, and the presence of Pesel Micha, it caused a shattering in the Luchos Rishonos. Because there was Zevel there. There was Psoilus there. It was only by the second Luchos, of which Hashem said to Moshe, Psalucha Shnei Luchos Avonim Karishoinet, to take the Psoilus Chazal Darshan. And Moshe, you should keep that. That from the second Luchos, it was created, it was fashioned from the Psoilus of the first one. That's why Luchos Shneos don't break. Because whenever there's a presence of pesel, of psoilus, in a davar, the presence of that pesel will cause it that it shouldn't have a kiyum. But since the second luchos were created from that pesel, from that psoilus, that's why the second luchos have a kiyum. We find the very same thing by the Avos HaKadoshim. That Avram is not considered to be the Bechir Sheva Avos, because he still needed to be Mevayer himself. He had a Yishmael which came from him. And Yitzchak wasn't considered to be the Bechir Sheva Avos because he had an Esav which came from him. It was only Yaakov Avinu who was called the Bechir Sheva Avos because Mitaso Shleima, because he had a perfect Mita. There was no Psalus by Yaakov, so therefore he's considered to be the Bechir Sheva Avos. And the same thing is true with the first, second, and third Beis HaMikdash. That the first Beis HaMikdash had a presence of Zevel. And the second Beis HaMikdash had a presence of Zevel, which is connected Avram and Yitzchak. But the third Beis HaMikdash was connected Yaakov Korobais. That's Nitzchim. That's the true Machon Neshiftachoy Lamed. That's why Erev Rav, going back to the presence of Erev Rav by the destruction of Maimon Har Sinai, Erev Rav, the Arizal tells us, Gematria Das, that there were Deos Psulos, at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, that this At HaReisa L'Das wasn't a complete Gilui that Hashem wanted Kivyachol, because of the presence of the Eitz Hadas Taivera. There was a Nekud of Eitz Hadas Taivera, which spoiled the party Kivyachol of Hashem's Bin Megalu, the secret of the Eitz HaChaim by Har Sinai. That's called the Erva, which is Gematria Das. They were the Ra of the Das, which mixed in with the Das type of Klai Yisrael at the Maimon Har Sinai. So therefore, it was only by the Duchos Shnios, which is the perfect psalacha, that it was able to have a kiyum. And really, the machlekes between Yaakov and Esav is that Esav and Yaakov, they fight over this psoilas. This is the secret of Yado, Chezeb HaKev Esav. They fight over the Vayezani Becha, that the psoilas in Klai Yisrael, and Yaakov wants to be Malo the psoilas, and Esav wants to have an achiz on that psoilas. That it's only when we're able to be Malo the psoilas, so that Esav can't have any unique on the psoilas, are we able to have a final tikkun which can't be destroyed by the chitzayim? So that's why Shlomo Melech says about the first Beis Hamikdash, "Banai banisi bezvulach." I want to make an eternal zavul for you, an eternal bias for you. That Shlomo Melech had hoped that the first Beis Hamikdash should be the final, that all Beis Hamikdash should be nichlal in the first Beis Hamikdash, and that's incorporated in the word zevel, that he wanted me to be malip soiles. By being ma'al the psoilas in a way where there is no psoilas. Because you've been ma'al the psoilas, it can be eternal. That's why he also says, Hashem Amar Lishkan Barafel. Hashem, you said you want to be Shoichin Barafel. Va'ani banisi beizavulach, and I built for you a beizavul. So the question is, what does one have to do with the next? But the theory is that we know that Arafel is considered to be one of the chitzonim, one of the klipos. That Moshe was nechaz in Choshech Anon Barafel. And Shlomo says, since Hashem said, since you say Hashem, you wanted to make a shechina for yourself in the Arafel, which is considered like psoiles, which is the highest, thickest psoiles after Choshech Anan v'Arafel, Arafel being the highest of the psoiles. So Shlomo says, that's why I made the Beis Zavul for you. I understood from the fact that you wanted a place in the Arafel, that you wanted to make a Mishkan out of what? Out of the Zevel, out of the psoiles. That's the connection between these two ideas. Like we find in Tehillim and Test, Patek Tezvav, David says, Sheol Zavuloi, that a person's Sheol, that a person's place where he's buried, that's called his permanent residence in the ground. Which of course, as we explained, that the Shoiver has the ability to awaken that place. The Shoiver goes into the Sheol Zvuloch. It goes into the place of the Zvul, and is able to be Malit, has the Kayach to be Malit Psoiles. That's why Sheol Zvuloi is Rashi Teva's Sholem. Like the word Shloimai. That Shloimai, the word Shalem, that he has an ability to go into the Mokah of Zvul and to take that Psoilis and to build a base of Zvulach, an eternal bias, which is what he hoped for. And this is the reason why he invited who to come build a base of Mikdash with him? Chiram Melech Tzur. He invited Chiram, who was a Gaisha king, to come and to build a base of Mikdash with him. It says, Vayihi Shalem bein Chiram bein Shloimai. Again, this word Shalem, Rashi Teva's Sha'ol Zvulai, that he had hoped that he was able to go into, he wanted to bring in the Gaim to help build the Beis HaMikdash, to be ma'ala the psoiles, that zevel in the Bria. Chirim is like a lashon of chirim, which is excommunicated, which is michutz l'machaneh. He wanted to bring that into the Beis HaMikdash, to incorporate that, in order that it should be a Beis Zvulach, it should be an eternal bias, because the fact that the zevel would be part and parcel of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. As the Pasuk says in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, as is vayifsulu b'nei shleimo b'nei chirim. Vayifsulu is like a lashon of psoiles. Like Psalucha Shnei Lucha Savanim Karishainim, that he wanted to be Malo the Psoilis in incorporating the Bnei Chiram in building the Bais Rishon. And this is the very reason why, of course, Shlomo HaMelech, that he took Bas Paru as a wife. It's a very hard sugya to understand that on the very day Chazal tell us that he was able, that he made Chanukas HaBais, he went ahead and he took Bas Paru as his wife. What's going on over here? That the Teretz is that on the day that he built the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Beis Zvul, and he created an Eis Ratzon in Shemayim, of course, Yis Mechua Shemayim V'Slagi La'aretz, and in that moment of an Eis Ratzon, he wanted to go down into the lowest place, which is the Taparai, which is the Mitzrayim, where Klai Yisrael had their Shibud, which is the root of all Shibud Goliath, and to take Bas Pyro and to finish the job and to be Mala all the Psoilis. That since the Beis HaMikdash was called the Beis Zvul, he wanted to take a wife which is from the lowest places and to be Mala that. That in the day where Klai Yisrael went to the highest places in the world, Shlomo secretly was going down into the lowest places to be ma'alim because of that Eitz Ratzon. This is the Koyach of Shlomo, which has created Dover Sholem. which is created davar shalem, means to incorporate not just that which is good, but to be malu the ra, to create that also in building the Beis HaMikdash. This is the inyan of Yom Kippur, the great simcha of Yom Kippur. When it says, before we quoted Cheshech Anan Varafel, that Anan is considered to be one of the klipos, and Yom Kippur Hashem says, Machisicha av pesha'echa v'cha'anan chataysecha. That I go ahead and I take the Anan chataysecha, and that this Anan chataysecha, the chatayim, which is the Anan, that's going to be the root of the sukkah, which is from the Anani HaKavod. And the Kavod of the Ananim, and that's what the grass the Kavod it is of these Ananim, is that it makes it such a great kavod for Hashem Yisbarach when a Dover Rachel comes close. The Chazal tell us there was no greater kavod than when Yisro came to join Klaius on the Midbar. That Yisro, he served all the Avodah Zarahs in the world, and he comes, Yishmu Rechaikim Be'avayu, like we say about the times of La'asalavo, when the Rechaikim come, it creates a great kavod for Hashem. That's called his Keser Malucha. So when we take the Anan Chataysecha, and then it creates a Tshuva Me'ava, that's the great simcha, that the Elu Anan Chataysecha is called the Anani HaKavod. And that's the sukkah. The secret of the sukkah is that it's mamish built from the psoilus, from the aveiros, which we created throughout the year, is what creates the sukkah. And that's the covet of the sukkah. And that's why the sukkah, of course, is called Sukkah Shalom, after Shlomai. Shalom, of course, Rashi Tevas, like we said, Sha'ol Zevulai, that it's built from the zevel, it's built from the aveiros, which we made. That's the place where we build the sukkah from. Of course, we know that the tzchach is made from psoilus gorin v'yakev, from the psoilus that the shechina rests on the tzchach. Chazal tells us that shem shemayim is chal al sukkah, that the tzchach is where the shechina shayra, that the tzchach is from the psoilus, from the garbage, from the leaves, from the branches, from the garbage of the gorin v'yakev. But that's where the shechina is, because the ikar sukkah means that it's built from the psoilus, which we left from the past year. That's the kavod of the sukkah. Then on the one hand, it can be said that on Yom HaKippurim, we have a taste from the Eitz HaChaim. And every single Jew is nechta b'sefer HaChaim, because by not eating, by refraining from eating achil gashmi, he's able to have a taste by shas ne'il of salachti, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is from that word of salachti. Every single Jew has a te'ima from the Eitz HaChaim. And then from there you go into Chag HaSukkos, and you take the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera, and you build your sukkah from the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera. That's how we touch the Pasuk once. Eitz in Pasuk of Shemashayftim, Eitz Asher Teda, that the Eitz Asher Teda, ki lo Eitz Machalo. Eitz Asher Teda is a remiss to the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Asher Teda, the Eitz which you know, which is the Eitz Hadas, Asher lo Eitz Machalo, Hashem didn't give it to Adam to eat. Uvanisa Matzor, you chop it down, Uvanisa Matzor, and you build a Matzor out of that, which is a sukkah out of that. That the sukkah is created from the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera, from the psoilus. That the Yom HaKippurim is from you eat from the Eitz HaChaim. And now that you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, you can now eat from the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera. You know how to use the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera. Had Adam Rishon eaten from the Eitz HaChaim first, then you would have had the wisdom and the ability to know what the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera is for. That it wasn't for eating. It was to make a matzor for himself. So when we do the proper order, not like Adam Rishon, when we correct that mistake, by eating from the Eitz HaChaim first on Yom HaKippurim, and then Hashem teaches us how to properly utilize the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera in building a sukkah from the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera, which takes place on sukkahs. You know how to be malik to use properly Eitz Hadas Tzayvera. So when you build your sukkah from the Eitz Hadas Tzayvera, that's why it says, L'man Yedu Dereisechem. Yedu is a lashon das. That the sukkah comes L'man Yedu, it comes to be Mashpia Das, because it's the Eitz Hadas Kitikuna, that it's Mashpia, not Das Toivera, because you're malu the psoilus of that ra, and it's mashpia mamish gevaldika das by sitting in the sukkah. It says leman yedu dareis eichem, that into that dira of the sukkah, it's tremendous das which is mashpia, which comes from being malu the itzadas to its place, and where it's supposed to be. This is the secret of the sukkah, psoilus garden v'yakev. It's very interesting also that when you take a look, there's a person in Tanakh who's named after Zevel, and her name was Izevel. Right? Izevel was the wife of Achav, who made a redifa against Eliyahu HaNavi after his success by Har Carmel, and that he killed the Nevi Baal. And it's very interesting that her name is Izevel, and she makes a machlekes against Eliyahu. And what happens? What is the prophecy that Eliyahu HaNavi says about Izevel? What's going to be her fate? says va'achlu haklavim es besari zeva, that the dogs will eat the flesh of Izevel. The reason why the dogs eat the flesh of Izevel is a lashon zevel, like we said before, that the zevel of an adam la'kelef tashlichu noisar, that you throw it to the dogs. So since Izevel is considered to be like the zevel of an adam, so that's why Elianavi says that since her name is Zevel, she's like the zevel of an adam, so her fate will be that we're going to throw her to the dogs. La'kelef tashlichu noisar. But not just that, what else happens to her? The Navi tells us, "V'ha'isa nivlas Izevel k'doymin al pnei hasadeh," that the flesh of Izevel was k'doymin, which was fertilizer, al pnei hasadeh. That's befitting for her name. But since Izevel is a lashon zevel, which is psoilis, which is the fertilizer, that's why her fertilizer became, her flesh became k'doymin al pnei hasadeh, like fertilizer, because of her melcham against Eliyahu. And it's very appropriate because Eliyahu Hanavi has the koyach to be mala al psoilis. That's why Elianavi comes on Motzi Shabbos. Motzi is a lashon of tzoya. That even Shabbos has psoilus. Even Shabbos has garbage. And the whole Indian of Sudas Dov Malka Mashiach Malav Malka is to be ma'ala the psoilus of Shabbos. That if there was any chilo Shabbos, chas v'shalom, or anything which didn't go right on Shabbos Kodesh, comes Motzi Shabbos, Motzi takes all the tzoya of Shabbos. And it's ma'ala all the psoilus. That's why people have a minig to eat leftovers on Motzi Shabbos. That you eat the leftovers on Motzi Shabbos, because it means that the leftovers of Shabbos, that which was not included in Shabbos, which was kicked out b'chutz l'machaneh, like v'izanet v'chol kol enachashol emacharecha, the pesel, the psoilus of Shabbos, comes malav malka, and it's able to be male that psoilus up to Shomayim. That's how Elionavi comes on Motzi Shabbos, because he also has the ability to participate. He's malav mitzchus chazal tell us on Motzi Shabbos of all the various taklaisim you have done on Shabbos Kodesh. Elionavi has the ability to cause people to be Bali Tshuva, to Heshiv Bavos Amanim, right? That's the idea of Tshuva is in the end of being Ma'al Ipsoiles. Elionavi comes to bring Klaisel to do a Tshuva Mi'ava, like where he writes many times in Tanad V'Eliyahu about Klaisel doing Tshuva Mi'ava, how much Hashem loves Klaisel. So Elionavi has the ability to be Ma'al the Ipsoiles of Moitzei Shabbos and to turn it into a Chelik of Shabbos as well. This is the Indian of Eliyahu and his Machlek is against Izevel, that he knows how to be Ma'al the Ipsoiles. Nasa Hill had a hand in building the Bayis Shlishi, which will be a true Beis Vulach for Hashem Yisbarach in the highest order. It's interesting that today, I think it's today, or maybe it's tomorrow, is the Yortzeit of Hei Tishrei, is the Yortzeit of Zvulun Ben Yaakov.
The gifting was Hei Tishrei.
Huh?
Yesterday.
So Zvulun, of course, like we said before, Zvulun ben Yaakov is called like the Zevel of Yaakov. It's like the Psoilus of Yaakov. Right? And it falls out during Aseres Yimei Tshuva because the whole Indian of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is taking all the Psoilus of the past year and being Malit. Right? It's like the Bechin of Motzei Shabbos, these days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's an opportunity to come and to be Malit the Psoilus of the entire year. That's what we see Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres is a lashon of Ashirus. Like Hashem said to Moshe, Psolucha, take the psoilus of the luchos, and Moshe was nis'asher from the psoilus of the luchos. This is the time of year that even though we may be aniyim in our schusim, and we may have a lot of averus, but when we turn those averus into schusim, we'll be very rich. So one of the chidushim of tshuva is that we don't become rich, we don't come before Hashem during these days, and we say, Hashem, look how many mitzvahs we do. We come and we cry, chas v'shalom, look how many averus we have. But we become rich from the averus, because the averus turn into schiyas, and we become rich from those averus. So the psoilus becomes our ashirus. That psoilus comes, and we're going to take that psoilus, the psoilus gun of Yaakov, and we're going to build a sukkah out of that. Like in the Mishkan also, we find that the top of the Mishkan, which is like the schach of the Mishkan, was from Yirios Izim. Yid Aleph Yirios Izim. Which is Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, Yid Aleph, the number 11, of course, always corresponds to Esav. And Yirios Izim, Izim Eiz is the Azaz Panim of Esav. But the Schach, which is the Bechina on top, the Mishkan, and a Beis HaMikdash, and a true Mishkan, true Beis HaMikdash, like a Sukkah, in order for it to have a Kiyam LaNetzach, has to have a Chilik of the Psoilus on Earth. It's kind of like we say before Yom Kippurim, Anu Matirim Lispalim Avayonim. We invite all the Avayonim and Klaisel to come daven with us. It's good for the time to be Malab Psoilus, and that's what creates a base vulach, which is a dira le'olamim. So chag ha'sukkos is gematria base zvulach. that the sukkah is considered to be the place where Hashem takes all of the aveiros of Klal Yisrael, all the psoilus of Klal Yisrael, and it's called Beis Zevulach. It's a zevel, it's a place of zevel, and it's by being mal psoilus, then that zevel creates a zvul elamim, it creates a permanence, a makom nitzchi, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be sheichanan l'el me elamim. So it's a time of year where we take all of our aveiros, we come before Hashem Yisbarach, we have sichah mechila kapara, we throw them in front of the Pesach Havayis, and Hashem has simcha gedolah from that. That's the zman simcha seinu, as Rav Bunim explains, to take all that psoilus and to turn it into mitzvahs and to build the sukkah. That's why a person who's a big baal aveira, he has a very chashav a sukkah. Very chashav a sukkah. That if a person was a big baal aveira, but he does a big tshuva, right? So there's a big shechina which is shayra. We can never know. Every single sukkah has a different kedusha in it. That's why a sukkah is called a tzeil. It's called a shadow of Hashem. Because a shadow, what you give it, it gives you back. So every sukkah has a different kedusha. And we never know. We never know, according to a person's tshuva, just how much kedusha he has. But one thing we know for sure is that a sukkah is considered to be a place where it's free from all psoilus. That's why you can only build a sukkah on Motzi Yom Kippur. Right? The Rama says you start to build the sukkah, you don't build the sukkah beforehand, you don't put the tzachah beforehand, because you can only start to build the sukkah after Yom Kippur, where you've been mala all the aveiros. Something which is built from the Yom Kippurim, you come and you build. From that salach, the kidvarech, you go ahead and you build your sukkah. That's what the Sfarim warn, that you shouldn't have a goy build your sukkah, you shouldn't need to have a goy in your sukkah. Right? It's not a place for a guy. It's a place which is ma'abdul ben Yisrael la'amim. Right? It's supposed to be a place which is free of psilas. Not like Shlomo that he invited Melech Hiram, that he had intention, good intentions, that he wanted to be ma'alud of psilas. Hashem didn't want that anybody should participate in building the base of it. It should be built free from any hands of the guy. Shouldn't have any maga nachri in it. It's a time of being ma'abdul ben Yisrael la'amim. Hashem should help us that as we do tshuva shlema and we take that psilas, it should create a gevadga, a shiris for Klal Yisrael. That Ashiris of the Shefer, which Chazal said that by blowing the Shefer, we zeichet the tremendous Ashiris, we zeichet that all the psalas is turned to Ashiris, we zeichet not just to the Sukkah, which is built from all of our psalas, but the base will, Lach, Machon, Shetachol, Alamim, Biaz Koyal Tzedek, Mirav Amin, Amen.